So we're discussing the importance of learning Torah in Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim says, he quotes the Gemara in Chagigah, Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph, the fire of Ge'enam has no power over Torah scholars. Imagine. Amazing. Hard to imagine, right? A person learns Torah, it's going to save them from the fire of Ge'enam. You don't even think about that. Most people don't even think about Ge'enam, heaven, hell, what's going on over here. But the fire of hell, can you imagine, a person goes through hell, and the Torah saves them from the fire. Wild. The Midrash says, Hashem said to Israel at Har Sinai, if you accept the Torah and keep it, I will save you from three major calamities. What are three major calamities? Gog and Magog. You'll be safe from the war of Gog and Magog, which is like the last war. Because Rosh Hashem happened already. According to some Kabbalists in Israel, Rav Sharabi used to say, the Second World War was the war of Gog and Magog, Baruch Hashem. But you never know. But a person who learns Torah will be saved from it. Number two, be saved from Chevelei Mashiach, the birth pangs of the Mashiach. And number three, will be saved from the judgment of Ge'enam. So when a person learns the Torah and keeps the Torah, saved from these three things. The person eats Suda Shlishit on Shabbat, eats bread, will be saved from the Gog and Magog. It's very important to eat bread at Suda Shlishit. So beautiful. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ma Raftuvcha Shetzavanta L'Re'echa, how much goodness there is stored up for those that fear you, Hashem. So that's the goodness stored up in the future world. And that's for those who fear you and for those who learn the Torah, those who fear Hashem and learn the Torah. And the Midrash says further, the only righteous act that saves a person from Ge'enam is Torah study. Even a person does a sin, the Torah itself can save a person from harsh judgment. It's a power of Torah, it's an amazing power of Torah. So amazing concept. The Torah is like a shield. The Torah is like a force shield on a person in the next world. A person learns Torah, even though they did Averot, they learned Torah, the Torah can save them from harsh judgment. The Midrash says in Tehillim, in the time to come, Ge'enam will cease to exist. In the future world, there'll be no Ge'enam. All be instead of Ge'enam, a person goes out, it's like today, a person goes to the beach. He gets burnt, scorched. So in those days it says, the sun will scorch the evildoers. No Ge'enam, but in this world they'll see the guy's burning. Imagine, hard to imagine, right? Today we see it, guy's getting cancer, skin cancer from the sun. So it says, behold, the day is coming. In Malachi, chapter 3. The sun will burn like an oven. And all the wicked people and all the evildoers will be like straw and the sun will burn them up. Hard to imagine. Come on. You walk down the street, this guy's being burning in front of you. Gosh. On your right, on your left, on this. Amazing. Only the person who learns Torah, safe. Who can hide from the searing heat of the sun? Those that learn Torah. Amazing. And we see also by Elisha ben Abuya. You heard of Elisha ben Abuya? Elisha ben Abuya was one of the three people who went into the Pardes, right? He went up there, Pardes, and he saw something, and he came down. I don't believe in God anymore. I don't keep the mitzvah anymore. He was the rabbi of Rabbi Meir Balanes. Rabbi Meir Balanes was studied from him. The rabbis referred to him as Acher. He's not called by his name anymore in the Talmud. He's called by Acher. And if they're quoting him and his student, Rabbi Meir Balanes, they say, Acherim Omrim. The others say. So he's called Acher. He rejected the Torah. So when he died, the Midrash says, look, the Midrash says, it's Hagiga. The Gemara says Hagiga. The court case in heaven, we cannot sentence him to Ge'enam because he immersed himself in Torah study. Imagine. He did not keep the mitzvot. Imagine, think about this. He stopped keeping mitzvot. But when he went to be judged, they couldn't put him to Ge'enam. Why? Because he studied Torah. He was very, very learned in Torah. So Torah protected him, even though he didn't keep it. Wild. The Zohar says, why was the Torah given amid fire and darkness? You find the Mount Sinai is burning up with fire. To teach us, whoever studies Torah will be saved from the fire of Ge'enam. Imagine, Moshe Rabbeinu went up in the fire. Hard to imagine. Walked right into the fire. Cloud, the darkness, and the fire. To teach us that, A person who studies Torah be safe from the fire of Geinam and from the darkness the nations have spread over us. What is the darkness? Today, we're walking darkness. We don't realize that. Our society is a dark society. You know what a dark society is? Immoral. Immoral, unethical, not real belief in God. It's a dark. I just goes on the airplanes. It's bad enough to be on an airplane, boy. It's very hard to be on an airplane. So from Jew in an airplane, it's very hard. You gotta not look this way, not look that way, not look at the TV in front of you. So it's very hard. It's like torture. It's a torture, really torture. So that's darkness in society. Today's society is dark. It's darkness. Whoever studies Torah will be safe from the fire of Geinam and the darkness of the nations of the world. That's all we see around us. I'll tell you what, the movies that Hollywood is producing is gory. Blood, guts, and other things I can't talk about. But it's really gory. I've never seen such gory things. Cutting people up. What's the things that show each other? Fighting. Guns. Like death is nothing. The guy's like 10 people dying in a second. Every second another 10 people die. It's a crazy society. That's the darkness of the nations. The Zohar says, it is a mitzvah to learn Torah every day. It discloses the mystery of the way of Hashem. We're going to learn this on Thursday nights, actually. Mystery of Hashem. Right? How does Hashem judge the world? How does Hashem run the world? A person learns Torah, everything's revealed. Torah tells us how Hashem runs the world. Whoever learns Torah gains merit in this world and the next world. So the zechut of the Torah is tremendous. We said, Talmud Torah, keneged kulam. Equivalent to all 630 mitzvot. The Vilna Gaon says, every word of Torah is 630 mitzvot. Think about it. You read one word on the page of the Gemara, 630 mitzvot. How many words on the page? 1,000 words. 613,000 mitzvot. Psh. It's amazing. So 1 hour a person can be learning Torah can be trillions of mitzvot. Millions of mitzvot. So that's number one. You get a concept of how does God's mind work. By learning Torah, you can understand how God's mind works. Number two. A person who learns Torah gets merit in this world and the next world. Number three. They're saved from all the accusing angels. All the angels of the worlds above want to accuse the person. He did this, and he did this, and he did this. Hashem says, shut up. He learned Torah. It's amazing. And the Shekhinah rests on him. Amazing, amazing. David HaMelech says, in Tehillim 119, 119 is the long Tehillim. It's the longest Tehillim in the book, right? It's called the Alphabeta. It's the Aleph Bet. You know, it's 8 verses, Aleph, 8 verses Bet, 8 verses Gibel, 8 verses Dalet. 8 times 22 is 178. 176. 176 verses. It's the longest. It's the same as Parashat Naso. 176 verses. Longest Tehillim, longest Parashat. So, it says of that God and I unveil my eyes. And I will see beauties in your Torah. The wonders of your Torah. What does that mean? I unveil my eyes. We know the story of Hagar. It says Hagar was crying. Why is Hagar crying? There was no water for her son. Which one? Ishmael. She's crying. What does it say over there? Angel came and opened her eyes. She saw the world. He opened her eyes. The world was there all the time. Her eyes were closed. We learn Torah, our eyes are closed. We don't really understand what the Torah is talking about. You have to need that result to tell you what the Torah is really talking about. So unveil my eyes, David HaMelech says, that I can understand the wonders of your Torah. So here the Zohar says, how foolish are people who don't learn Torah? But Torah means life. It's Etz Chaim. So we take out the seventh way, say the words. This is on the shul, name of the shul. Etz Chaim hi la machazikim ba. It's a tree of life for those who grasp it. Torah means life. Torah means freedom. Freedom from our Yetzer Hara. That's the worst thing. There are a lot of people, there's no freedom with Yetzer. The Yetzer is a constant battle. A person has a constant battle. Yetzer. Constant battle. Every second of the day, the Yetzer is trying to kill us. You don't realize that. A person fails spiritually, it's death. It's spiritual death. The Yetzer Hara tries to kill us all the time. A person learning Torah is free from the Yetzer Hara. And the Torah gives us goodness in this world. Why? Because a person leads a good life in this world. What do you mean a good life? They're married, hopefully. To keep the Torah, married. They have good children. They have quality of life. Because what does the Torah tell you? Keep kosher, right? Don't eat too much. Be healthy. Exercise. What is the Torah telling us? Live a simple life. Live a good life. So you have a good life in this world and a good life in the next world. A life of total freedom without misery, freedom from oppression in this world, and freedom in the world to come. Whoever has learned Torah is free from divine judgment in the hereafter. The Zohar says anyone who makes an effort to learn Torah would have life in this world and the world to come. Even if they did not study it lishma, they didn't study it for the right reasons, they're rewarded in this world and will not be judged in the world to come. Amazing. The power of Torah is tremendous. A person learns Torah even for the wrong reasons, even doesn't learn it properly. But they learn it, Torah is going to protect them in this world and in the world to come. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Shlomo Melech says, Orech yamim bimina, smola osher v'chavod. On the right of the Torah is Orech yamim, length of days. On the left of the Torah is osher v'chavod, wealth and honor. So, the right side is learning it lishma. That's the right. Learning lishma, you get long life. This world, next world. Person learns it not for the right reasons, gets osher v'chavod, wealth and glory. So what's more, a person when learns Torah lishma, Torah goes ahead of him, protecting him from all the accusing angels. The Torah goes, announces, leave this person alone, he learned Torah, leave this person alone, he learned Torah, he learned Torah. All the angels' mouths are shut. All these accusing angels' mouths are shut. When the person's body lies in the grave, the Torah watches over them. Wow. When the soul goes to the high place, the Torah goes ahead of them. And all the gates crumble before the Torah until the soul reaches its destination. You know, that's a big problem. People don't realize that when a person dies, the journey is just beginning. It's a torturous journey. It's a very torturous journey for the soul. Very, very torturous. You see over here. Imagine the soul has to come out. Now it's got to get out of the body. He talked about how the soul, most people, souls don't want to leave the body. Because the soul itself becomes materialistic. They're so used to material existence, they don't leave the body. It's like pulling, it says, wool out of the thorns. That's how hard it is to get the soul out of the body. So now the soul is now in shock. Gets out of the body in shock. I've got to adjust myself. Where am I? What am I? What am I doing? I'm a soul. He's watching his body die. The soul watches the body die. He watches the death of the body. Sees everything around them. And then they see the burial. They see their own body being buried. And they see their body be rotting. It's a horrible, horrible journey. So the Torah protects the soul until it gets to the final destination. Amazing, amazing, right? It protects the person all the way. The soul goes all the way to this heavenly court. And the Torah protects the person in the heavenly court. The Midrash says, it's interesting, it's not just the Torah protects you. The Torah written by other people, say a person learns Rashi, the merit of Rashi protects him. A person learns Zohar, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai protects him. You learn Mishnah, you got Rabbi Akiva, you got all the big rabbis in the Mishnah protecting you. Tremendous. Why do they protect you? Because when you learn what they said, their lips are moving in the grave. It's like they're saying, they're talking. They're getting reward. Every time you learn what they say, you get reward. And that reward, they're going to protect you. Because they're getting reward when you learn from them. So imagine a person learns Torah, who's protecting them? Moshe Rabbeinu is protecting them. But amazing, amazing. The Midrash Tanhuma says in Parashat Ekev, it's famous. It says by the tablets were Harut al Luchot. They were engraved on the tablets. The Ten Commandments were engraved on the tablets. So it says, famous Midrash, it says, don't say Harut, but read Cherut. Cherut means freedom. It wasn't engraved on the tablets, it gives people freedom. The Torah gives people freedom. Why? Because the person is considered free from the grip of the Malach HaMavet. So we said the Malach HaMavet, there's three aspects of the angel of death. What are the three aspects of angel of death? Gemara and Babbatra. Number one is the Yetzara. Number two is the accuser. And number three is the angel of death.
He does all three.
Means what? Well, he wants to try to make us sin. When we sin, he accuses us. And then he finishes off the job. Very rough. So a person learns Torah, be free. Free of what? Free of the Malach HaMavet. Free of the angel of death. Free of the Yetzirah. It's very hard to be free of the Yetzirah. You see the people of Tzadikim. The best thing to do is don't go outside the house. Honestly, the best thing to do is don't go outside the house and have no internet. And have no TV. You sit in your own room. You don't see all the garbage around you. It's very hard. I tell you, the worst thing to do is go through the airport. The summer season. Bar Minan. Tough. It's very hard. You see, you see the whole world in front of you. Yeah. That's ideal. The best thing to do is stay home. That's the best thing. If you can stay home, stay home. It's the best thing. There's no Yetzirah. So if you have internet, it's a problem. Yetzirah coming into your house. The person has a TV, comes into your house. See people today, they sit at home and watch a big screen over there and they see all the garbage around them. So they let the garbage into the house. So the best thing to do is not to be have all these influences around you. You don't go to the street, you stay in the yeshiva and that's it. You stay in the yeshiva, that's the best. So it's purity around them. All those, you see, this is purity. Sfarim around you, learn Torah, surrounded with purity. It's no evil. No evil to go in. Nothing evil around. So that's the best way to raise a child. Yeah, a child is raised in holiness. Goes to yeshiva, hopefully. Good yeshiva. There's no garbage around. But if there's garbage around, it's going to go in. It's a person that's very, very easy to sway. Very easy to sway. You see kids go to yeshiva, they're swayed. How they swayed? Because their friends also are not the Yetzirah in the friends. If it's not in them, it's in their friends. So the Yetzirah of the friend can affect them. Imagine. A person is swayed by their friends, by their peers. So peer pressure can affect a person. A person who starts learning Torah for the sake of God's sake. That's a special level. I mean, the truth is, why are we all learning Torah today? There's no ulterior motive of learning Torah. Why are you? I'm learning Torah because I want people to call me a rabbi. You want to be a rabbi? You're crazy. Sugar. I'm learning Torah because people respect me. Who's going to respect you? For goodness sake. So there's no really ulterior motive to learning Torah today. A person learns Torah because I want to know what God wants. Why am I learning Torah? God says to learn Torah. I want to know what God wants. I want to be good. I want to be a tzaddik. So that's a very high level. A person learns Torah for the sake of learning Torah, for the sake of being a tzaddik, for the sake of getting close to Hashem. Hashem is going to protect that person. And they get under special supervision. Hashgacha Pratit. Divine providence. Amazing. Divine providence. So things around them is not going to affect them. Unless Hashem wants to affect them, nothing's going to affect them. Being attached to the Torah and close to Hashem, a person is filled with the holiness of the Torah, which is higher than all the worlds of existence. The Torah's holiness is much higher. So a person fills himself with the holiness is higher than even the angels. Imagine. Because the Torah's level is higher than the angels. A person who learns Torah and gets higher can get higher than the angels. A person who learns Torah infuses life into all the worlds. We talked about that. That's the first part of Mefer Shechayim. How we can affect the worlds above through our deeds. So a person who learns Torah gives life to the worlds above. And it's higher than the worlds above. So his destiny cannot be determined by forces of nature. Totally under Hashem's providence, divine providence. And this idea is in the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Amud Bet. Rava talks about a contradiction between two verses. Ki al Hashemayim Chasdecha. Your kindness goes up to the heavens. And the other verse says, your kindness is even greater than the heavens. So is it up to the heavens or is it greater than the heavens? Is your kindness up to the heavens or is it greater than the heavens? Two different verses in Tehillim. So Rava explains, God's kindness reaches above the heavens for those who do the mitzvah lishma. If he does a mitzvah for the sake of the mitzvah, not for the sake of any ulterior motive, Hashem's kindness reward will be above the heavens. Means his miracles are performed for them. But if a person does it lolishma, then the miracles only, there is no miracles. Ad Hashemayim. He lives with nature. A person does mitzvah for the sake of God gets rewarded with miracles. A person does mitzvah for the wrong reasons, just lives within nature. There's no mitzvah that he doesn't get rewarded with miracles. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says, a person should do mitzvot even for the wrong reasons, because eventually they will do it with the right reasons. And the same thing applies to learning Torah. So the best thing to do is learn Torah, it doesn't matter what the reasons are. Because eventually a person will learn Torah for the right reasons. So the motives are the main thing. The main thing is the deeds. When a person does things for the right reasons, they reach a much higher level. It's a much higher level of existence. It's an existence which is divine providence, which is Hashgacha Pratit. Every little thing. Hashem is guarding the person, looking after the person. So this is also talked about by the Zohar. In Pinchas, Parsha Pinchas. In this week's Parsha, which is read. Before the Torah was given to Israel, the fate of humanity was determined by the position of the stars, astrology. All the nations are guarded under the stars. After the Torah was given, the Jewish people removed from the stars. We're above the stars. Totally under Hashem. And therefore one learns Torah, they are set free from their fate. And their fate is from the fate determined by the stars. And Hashem is the one in charge. And that's what we did today. A person prays. We can change our destiny. We can change our destiny. So maybe the person would have died at the age of 40, according to the stars. All of a sudden lives to the age of 80. Why? That's the Torah. Praise. Hashem can change his destiny. However, a person who neglects his Torah studies, their fate is decided by the stars. That's it. What's going to happen to that person is decided by astrology. Obviously, today we don't know how to. There's no science of astrology. These guys are bunk. But imagine the astrologers of Egypt. They could predict the future. They could tell you, this guy's going to live. Says the astrologer in the time of Rabbi Akiva. To be predicted, his daughter's going to die on the day of her wedding. And he found the snake that was meant to kill her. But the miracle happened that she was saved. Why? She did a mitzvah of tzedakah. So tzedakah, tatzir, and mavit. So all these things, all these mitzvot can save a person from their destiny. Even though there's a destiny for the person, the mitzvot and the Torah study can save the person from their destiny. Why? Because when a person learns Torah, they're raising themselves above nature. Torah is above nature. You cling to Torah, you're above nature as well. And therefore the nature has to listen to you, not vice versa. It says, Sadiq gozer, v'ashem mekayam. Person decrees. That's why you go to these Sadiqim. They can decree. The guy can't have children. He goes to the Sadiq, so he said, we will have children. This time next year, how many times in the Torah does it say that? The Malachim came to Sarah. This time next year, you're going to have a child. Imagine. She was 90 years old, for goodness sake. she never even had a period. All of a sudden it says, when the Malachim came, her period returned. That's why she stayed in the tent. But it's amazing how Eliyahu and Avi, same thing. Next time next year, you're going to have a child. Elisha, the same thing. Next time, how do you do it? And the answer is, if you cling to the Torah, you're above nature. If you're above nature, you can do things above nature. You control nature. Instead of nature controlling you, you control nature. As it says in Pirkei Avot, learning Torah gives a person kingship and dominion. The Zohar says, I place my words in your mouth. Whoever studies Torah, Hashem protects them, and the Shekhinah spreads its wings above them. Furthermore, the Zohar says, look how powerful the Torah is and how much higher it is above all. Whoever learns Torah doesn't have to fear the higher and lower spiritual beings, doesn't have to be afraid of sickness and disease, because he holds onto the tree of life and eats its fruit all day. That's amazing. So obviously we're talking about a person who really clings to the Torah. It's a tree of life for those who cling to it. A person who clings onto the Torah, come on, look what the Zohar says. Won't have to fear the higher world and the lower world beings. Don't be afraid of sickness, afraid of disease. Because the person clinging to the Torah. You see, Shimon Bar Yochai. The Romans are looking for Shimon Bar Yochai, they can't find him. How many years this? 12 years they're looking for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Imagine. He's hiding in his cave, but you know, they had spies everywhere. Miracle, Hashem saved him. Because of the study of the Torah. He never got sick in 12 years. Can you imagine living, this, living on carbs? I can't live on carbs one day. He's living on carbs for 12 years. Can you imagine? So the power of the Torah. A person really does study the Torah. It saves a person. The Zohar says, whoever, how much Hashem loves the Torah. Whoever loves, learns Torah is beloved above and below. Hashem listens to his prayers, does not abandon him in this world or the next. The Zohar says, if a person does his best to serve his master, study Torah, a multitude of angels come out to guard him. It's a beautiful story by Elisha Navi. It says the Syrians had come and surrounded the walls of the Shomron, Samaria, city of Samaria. And Elisha was surrounded by all these Syrians, Syrian army surrounding him. And he wasn't scared. The prophet Elisha was not scared. But his servant was very scared, trembling. So Elisha says, why are you scared? So we're surrounded by this army. So Elisha says, but our army is bigger than their army. So what are you talking about? Elisha says, Hashem, open his eyes so he can see what I'm talking about. So all of a sudden the kid wakes up, he can see now. He sees all these angels surrounding him. Hundreds and thousands of angels surrounding him. He says, wow. Our army is bigger than their army. What are you scared about? So that's what a person learns Torah. It says, a multitude of angels come out to guard them. Amazing. And the Shekhinah hovers over them, and all the angels proclaim, honor to the image of the king. He's guarded in this world and the next world. Fortunate is his lot. So it's a very high level, obviously. And Hashem is guarding this person. He can walk anywhere he wants, and nothing would happen. Okay. That's basically, it's a very amazing concept. A person learns Torah, is saved. A person can really think about these things. Do I want to study Torah? I want to go and have my dinner. You have your dinner, you're not going to be saved from all these different things. You're saved from Gehinam. You have Hashgacha Pratit. Hashem must look after you in this world and the next world. What's better, to learn Torah or to go and do something else? So if we could only see these things, the trouble is we don't see these things. We don't see these choices. We don't put it in these in the context of these choices. If I do this, look what happens to me. If I do that, we don't see the consequences. And that's the trouble. That's the power of the Yetzirah. It hides the consequences from us. So that's why it's good to learn Musar. Now we can see the importance of the Yetzirah, what it does for us. What it gives us, all these blessings. The God of this world, the God of the next world. Amazing. So it's a very important concept. Just keep learning Torah, study Torah all the time. Now we come to chapter 19, and this one is based on the Ramban. The Ramban says an amazing concept. He says that all the letters of the Torah are God's names. The letters of the Torah are God's names. How does he know? Because the pasuk says, "Kishem Hashem Ekra, Habugod Elokeinu." When I say God's name, give greatness to God. When I say God's name, give greatness to God. So Ramban says, when you're learning Torah, it is saying God's names. So therefore, before you learn Torah, you have to say a bracha. And then the Ramban learns out, there's a mitzvah of saying a bracha before you learn Torah. According to Ramban, it's a mitzvah for the Torah to say a bracha before you say learn Torah. So every morning, we say Birkat Torah. Every morning. The person is not allowed to learn Torah without saying that bracha. Why? Because the Torah is names of God. Different names of God. So God's name is associated with one who learns Torah. Why? Because the Torah is made up of God's names. When we are learning Torah, you're learning God's names. And therefore God's name is associated with you. Hashem is associated with the person. And we learn it out from this pasuk. Kishem Hashem Ekra, have good Elohim. Pasuk in Devarim, chapter 32. When one learns Torah, which is made up of Hashem's names, he's got to say a bracha praising Hashem's name. Amazing. You're learning Torah which is made of Hashem's names. Before you learn Torah which is made of Hashem's names, you have to actually praise Hashem's name. Baruch Atah Hashem. Hashem bachar banu mikol ha'amim natan ha'Torah tov. Baruch Atah Hashem noten ha'Torah. He gave us the Torah which is made up of His names. The rabbis say, whoever learns Torah, the Shekhinah hovers over them. Bekol makom asher yaskir shemi, avu elecha berachticha. Just before the Torah was given, before the Matan Torah, in Shemot, Parashat Shemot. Kol makom asher askim shemi, every place you mention my name, I will come and bless you. Every time you mention Hashem's name, you're going to be blessed. We say Hashem, learning Torah, Torah is Hashem's names. So every time you learn Torah, you're saying God's names. Hashem's going to come and bless you. So it's not just saying God's name, it's learning Torah, which is God's names. Hashem will bless us. When a person learns Torah, Hashem, blessed be He, everyone's, He's listening. It's hard to imagine, right? We're learning Torah over here. Who's listening? Hashem is listening, and all His hosts, all the Tzavaot, which is all the armies of Hashem, all the angels come. Why? Because it says, Kol makom asher askim shemi, wherever you mention my name, I will come and bless you. Which means, when a person learning Torah, Hashem is there, blessing the person. Learn Torah, getting blessed at the same time. Learn Torah, getting blessed. Wish we could see these things. If we could see these things, we'd run more time learning Torah, more time. Tremendous blessing from learning Torah. Tremendous blessing. The Zohar says, whoever observes the law of the Torah and is occupied in studying it is considered as though he studied Hashem's holy name. Because the entire Torah is one holy name of divine name. They include all the names. And that's why when you write the Sefer Torah, you skip out one letter, it's like you desecrate Hashem's name. The Zohar further says, whoever forgets the Torah and does not want to study it is considered as though he forgot Hashem. Because the Torah is Hashem's names. I'm talking about someone deliberately forgot the Torah. Doesn't want to get it out of my head. I don't care about it anymore. Whoever learns Torah is crowned with the crown of Hashem's name. We'll get to know the hidden ways and the deepest mysteries of the Torah. Suppose we have to realize how much the Torah does for a person. And that's what the rabbis tell us in the Zohar. God and His Torah are one. What are the three things? Hashem, the Torah, and His name are one. There's no... Why? Because Hashem's name and the Torah is Hashem's names. It's all one. It's all Hashem's name.
What do you mean the end of Elena is Hashem Acham Shemachah?
I'll tell you. Very simple. It says, Bayomahu Yeh Hashem Echad Shemachah. On that day, Hashem's name will be one. Hashem will be one, His name will be one. What's that talking about? Well, Hashem is one all the time. So what's going on? Excellent question. And the answer is talking about human perception. In our eyes, Hashem is many. What do you mean Hashem is many? We see the sun, we see the moon, we see the stars, we see many powers in this world. And it's very hard to say everything comes from one. You open your eyes, you see diversity. You see multiplicity. You don't see unity. Right? But look around your world. You got this insect, that insect, this insect, the wind's blowing, you got this, the trees, you got this, everything, all the different things going on. It's hard to see unity in the world. But on that day, you'll be able to see unity. You'll be able to see Hashem in front of you. Halavai, we can see it.
There's a difference between Him being one and His name being one.
His name being one, which means people call out. When you call out in Hashem's name, you use His name. That would also be unity as well. People realize that's the name of unity. You know, it has four letters, right? So it's not representation. All this is representation. Don't look at the representation. Look what's behind it. Be able to see the source of everything. The source of the name and the source of the world. And that's why it says, when a person quarrels with a rabbi, he quarrels with Hashem. Because it says, Datan Aviram, which is interesting because they mentioned this in last week's parasha, Pinchas. We just read about the number of the Jews, right? When they count to the families, they come to Reuven and they actually specify Datan Aviram or the Bnei Reuven. These are the guys who rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu. It says over there, they didn't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu, they argued with Hashem. And therefore, a person comes in the name of Hashem, everyone is in awe of them and tremble before them. All the nations of the world will realize Hashem's name is associated with you, and they will be in awe of you, Hashem. So that's the power of Mashiach. Mashiach will come with Hashem's name. Everyone's going to be devastated. Everyone's going to crumble. with God's name. It's like when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paro. Paro cannot touch him 1 inch. Can you imagine? Think about it. It's hard to imagine. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paro, says, I messaged you from Hashem. Who's Hashem? But what did Paro do to Moshe Rabbeinu? He could have put him in jail. He could have killed him. Didn't do anything. Couldn't do nothing to him. Why couldn't he do anything to him?
Protect.
Hashem is there protecting him. Why? Because he came in the name of Hashem. He's the messenger of Hashem. The Zohar says, how much Hashem loves those who learn Torah. Because even if the world is judged with strict justice, and the angel is permitted to wreak destruction, Hashem warns the angel against harming Torah students. You know, you see this in the Second World War. A lot of Torah students were killed. You see a whole yeshiva escaping. It's wild. Think about it. What's the chances? The Mir Yeshiva, just amazing. Obviously, their Torah was on a higher level than anyone else. But the whole yeshiva went through Russia, imagine, on the, what's it called? The Trans-Siberian Railway. First class. They were first class. They went all the way through Russia to Japan, eventually ending up in Shanghai. What's the chance? Holy yeshiva. It says even boys who were not in the yeshiva at the time, they also joined them eventually. I don't know how they all get away. It's just the whole yeshiva escaped. And the guy in Shanghai, this rich Sephardic Jew, has a dream to build a shul exactly for the amount of people coming from the yeshiva. And the shul was empty for a couple of years. He built a massive kitchen as well. There's no one there. He built it because his father appeared in the dream and said, build it. So he built it. He says, yes, Dad, whatever you say. Same number of students came. Every single seat was filled. Amazing, amazing. So that's the power of learning Torah. That kept them alive, even though there was wreaking vengeance in the world. Hashem was wreaking vengeance in the world. The angel was going crazy, killing everyone. 6 million Jews died. Holy Yeshua gets away. That's the power of Torah. A Torah scholar is the beloved son in the king's palace. Only he has permission to enter and probe the treasure house of the holy king. So all heavenly gates swing open for the person. If a Torah scholar studies Torah in poverty, his prayers will be answered. Rav Acha ben Hanina says, in addition, the partition that separates man from God will not be close to them. He enters the gates of the Holy Torah to receive its inner light and penetrates its deep mysteries. That's Rabbi Akiva. Studied with poverty, he could enter the gates of the secrets. The Midrash says, Shmuel, famous Rav Shmuel, right, in the Talmud. He was the rabbi of Nahardea. He was a doctor as well. He says, I'm familiar with the pathways of heaven as with the streets of Nahardea. So the pshat is he was familiar with the stars. He was an astronomer. That's the pshat. Familiar with the stars, just like I'm familiar with the streets of my town. And obviously Shmuel did not travel to outer space. What do you mean he's familiar with all the stars? By learning Torah, he derived from the Torah the wisdom and principles of astronomy. You can learn everything from the Torah. The Vilna Gaon knew how to learn math from the Torah. Just by learning Torah, you can figure everything out. Who was the rabbi? They asked him, how long is the a snake to have a baby? How long does a snake take to have a baby? Rishur ben Hanania. He worked it out from a pasuk. How many years is it?
7 years.
7 years. They said, we waited 7 years to find this out. How do you find it out? So it's a pasuk. It's a verse. You learned that from a pasuk.
The Greek
sages, yeah. They asked them these questions. They try to see who's more knowledgeable. The Zohar says, a wise man is greater than a prophet, because a prophet receives Ruach HaKodesh whenever God wants, whereas a wise man's wisdom is with him all the time. So, Hacham Adif Min Navi. A wise man is greater than a prophet. Why? Because a wise man always has their wisdom with them, whereas a prophet only gets prophecy sometimes. The Tanna Ben Yahu says, when a person has learned Lishma, the books of the Torah, Neviim, Ketuvim, the prophets, the writings, and study Midrash, Gemara, Halacha, and Agada, the Ruach HaKodesh comes to rest on them. Amazing. Read in Pirkei Avot, chapter 6, whoever engages in Torah study, the Torah makes him great and exalts him above other things. A Torah scholar ranks higher than a prophet. Hacham Adif min Avi. Beautiful. So that's the power of the Torah. The Ramban says, since the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, there's no more prophecy. But through learning Torah, you get prophecy. It's Ramban. So there's no more prophecy from Hashem directly. Right? Gets inspiration from above. But through learning Torah, you're learning God's wisdom. You get prophecies there. And that mechanism is, that's called Ruach HaKodesh, that mechanism is not stopped. Ruach HaKodesh through learning Torah is not stopped. Ruach HaKodesh from above is stopped without learning Torah. So that's the greatness you see some people today. They say Rav Kanievsky, Chaim Kanievsky, says Ruach HaKodesh. I know the Shtag about Ruach HaKodesh for sure. Just awesome. Just to see his face, the guy is awesome. He can look right through you. Some people can look right through you. That's Ruach HaKodesh. So how does a person get Ruach HaKodesh? And the answer is, just what I said, lock yourself in a room and study Torah all day. Get Ruach HaKodesh. But a person can learn Tanakh. Look what he says. Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, Midrash, Gemara, Halakha, and Agadah. Get Ruach HaKodesh. Halakha, Agadah. It's Gemara and Mishnah. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Thank you for coming today.